kind of interesting because Bill texted me or emailed me about a month ago, and I was up with family, so it was just kind of, and he goes, what is the title of your, you know, what you're going to share? And I'm going, oh my God, I have no freaking clue. I didn't use that word. I was like, oh my God. And so I got quiet, did some deep breathing, sat with it, and what came up was letters from Jesus. And I immediately said, no, I'm not doing that. That's too much of a stretch. And it was interesting because my some childhood stuff came up, and that was a no-no, you know, you just didn't do that. So anyway, I sat with it, and it all came out to be wonderful. Letters from Jesus is not, it could be anybody. It could be God. It could be Holy Spirit. It could be Buddha. It could be, I believe they're all one. But for me, Jesus is just my buddy. So, you know, it comes through as Jesus. And I started doing, how much time do I have? I keep forgetting.
End about eight till.
Okay.
Eight till,
okay, not seven till,
no.
Okay. Okay, not six, okay. I guess it was about 25 years ago, and I remember somebody at Unity Church talking about, what was it, something writing, automatic writing. And I thought, wow, and I was really in a hurting place at that time. I was really hurting, and I was like, I will do anything. And so I decided to try it. So I got a notebook out, and I wrote down, oh, my God, I'm dying here. This is horrible. I don't want to be, blah, 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 blah. And then started writing back, and it really wasn't me. And it was so cool. Well, I didn't get it at the time because I really wasn't quite sure there was a God. And so it was like, oh, my gosh, wrote back about how much it loved me and how it was right there with me, and I was never, ever alone. I didn't quite get that at the time, but at least the words were there. And that just blessed me so much. So I kept doing it for a few years, and then I stopped. And isn't that what a lot of us do? We get on something that's really wonderful and helpful for us, and then we stop. I don't know if anybody else does that, but I tend to do that. And about 4 years ago, I think it was, well, 3.5 years ago, I became a student of Course in Miracles. And from the Course in Miracles, that's where Jesus and I became really close buddies. And so I started writing letters that were from him. Well, it's all one, but it appeared to be from him. And I've been loving it. And there's days that I'm really hurting, and I go, you know, I'm really hurting, Jesus. I don't know what to do. I've tried this and that. I don't know. And he'll write back some of the neatest things that just calm me down and just bring me back to center of the truth. And, you know, if he's a big brother, he's probably going up there just laughing. Well, not up there, but, you know, it's like, come on, sweetheart. He brings me back, and then I go off, and he brings me back. And so that's also why I have this necklace on, is I have a teacher named Lisa Natoli, and you didn't really need to know that, but she's with the Course in Miracles, and she teaches something called the Healing Cure, and she talks about her necklace, and she has a circle necklace. And what she's sharing on that is that when we get out of our center and out of the truth, that her necklace reminds her, come back to your center, come back to who you truly are. And I've been wearing this a whole lot because I will forget, and then I'll reach up and just kind of hold it. It's like, who are you, Mariah? Who are you really? And then I will come back to that center again. So this has been really helpful for me. So I brought two letters. And I was told not to bring any more than that. So I thought, gosh, what if I don't fill the time? And he said, Come on, sweetheart, we're not there to perform. And the first one I sat with the other day, and I said, okay, I can go through all these different letters and try to compile something, but that just doesn't feel right. Would you write a letter just to them? And so he did. So this is the letter just to you all. Well, of course it's to everybody, but it's geared to me being here today with you all. Okay. My dear ones, who are one with me, for there's only one, I love you with a love so deep and limitless that it cannot be comprehended in this world. You are one with the light. And he capitalized that. One with God. You have never left this oneness, even though you believe you have. Then he wants us to put our hand on our heart and take some deep breaths and feel that heart. Every time I do that, that feels good. Okay. You have forgotten who you are. You believe that you are a body surrounded by other bodies. I tell you, this is not so. It's impossible to have a separate existence apart from your Creator. I'm going to keep reading, but he wanted me to interject that some years ago I was out in a forest and I was feeling that separation, and I looked at a tree and I heard him almost audibly say, "You cannot take the treeness out of that tree." I was like, wow. And that stuck with me forever. That was so cool. It is impossible to have a separate existence apart from your Creator. I have shown Mariah many times that I merge with her and that there is only one. By the way, the first time that happened scared the shit out of me, but like, whoa! But it's got a really wonderful feeling now. She would reach, let's see, Mariah. Okay, she would reach for a deity that she believed was outside of her. I showed her that I'm not outside of her, that we are one. I showed her, and I show you now, that you are all God is. You are limitless, pure love and light. You've seen yourself as a drop of water in the ocean that has been removed from the oneness of that ocean. I say all the ocean is one, and you have never been separate from it, as you've never been separate from your source. You want me to say, not even for a split second, not one little split second have you been separate from your source. It's impossible. If you've thought hate thoughts, if you've hurt somebody, if you, whatever, it has never taken you from your source. It has never changed anything that your source sees in you or how he loves you. Hadn't touched it. Okay, close your eyes and see yourself within a beautiful white light. Feel yourself in this light and your oneness with it. God is the light. You have never been separate from this light. by the way, a little side note here. If you're not feeling that or seeing that, doesn't change a thing. The perception of separation is the cause of all suffering on this planet, every last bit of it. I say, keep your beingness in this light, which is the only truth of you. It's time to stop deluding yourself about your true identity. I am assisting and guiding you. You are never alone. Jesus. Just feel here for a second. He's going around to each of you, even though he's not separate from us. But he's going around to each of you and giving you a hug. It's really cute. I'm just going to sit for a minute. Okay, the second letter. The truth of you is holiness, dear one. You are God's holy son. You are as he created you. Do you have doubts? I know I sure have. I ask you to take my hand and walk with me in complete trust. He's been sharing that with me almost every day. You know, take my hand and walk with me in total trust. Just a little side note that he wants me to share. Something that I say every day is, Spirit, Source, what would you have me do? Where would you have me be? Who would you have me be with? And what would you have me say? And then after that, take Jesus, Spirit, whatever, take his hand and walk with him in total trust. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Let's put our hands on our heart again. Of course, not really talking about the physical heart, but I like to put my hands on my heart a lot. So, lean not unto your own understanding. And that's looking through the body's eyes. And living in the past, bringing the past back into the present, back into the present. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, look to him, and he will direct your path. Soon you will know the truth that has never changed. Soon you will know that you have never been anything other than pure light and love. I am working with you and guiding you fully in this holy instant where there is no past and no future. You are waking up from a dualistic dream, the foundation being separation from God. Soon, in your time, you will have no doubts, no fears, no questions. You will know and experience the truth. I love you eternally and am with you every moment of this timeless journey. Jesus. in the course, I've been taught, Jesus, that there is no time, that in the truth of us, in the light of who we really are, there is no time. So that's why he says it's a timeless journey. I am going to guide us into a meditation, but I want to talk about it first. I'm going to try to do that with this thing. Maybe if I put it in my pocket. Okay. This happened about a month and a half ago when I was meditating. Now, they have to get it in fast when I'm meditating because I meditate for about 5 minutes and I'm ready to get up and do something. I don't do well with meditation. So I'm sitting there in meditation, and what I see is Jesus and I, Jesus and I, arm in arm. You can do hand in hand. I needed arm in arm. And Jesus and I are in arm in arm, and we're standing in, it appears to be a field. And Jesus says, okay, I want you to turn around. So I did. I turned around. And he said, I want you to look at what you think you are and where you think you live. And so I looked, of course, at a world and saw a lot of yucky stuff, saw a lot of good stuff, but it all was based on separation. So then he said, turn around. And so I turned around, and he says, I'm going to walk you into the light. Little side note, we are light. You can't walk into the light. But he wanted to show me the difference. So he said, we're going to walk into the light. And so we started walking. And we just walked slowly. There was the light. There was the light. And all of a sudden, we were in the light. God, I still feel it. We were in the light. And all of a sudden, he disappeared. I disappeared. There was no duality. There was no Jesus in me. There was nothing. But there was everything. I still get goosebumps, and I do this on a daily basis because I love it so much. But there was nothing, but there was everything. There was just total peace, pure light. And it was amazing. It was amazing how I felt. So I'd like to guide us in this, and then I also have copies for you all if you want to take them home. It was an amazing experience, so I'd like you all to do this with me, if you'd like. Okay. Close your eyes, if you prefer. Into the light. You and Jesus are standing together, arm in arm, as one, in what appears to be a misty field. And I will wait until you get that. And if you don't see it, don't worry about it. Jesus then asks us to look around at what we think we see. He then tells us that what we see is not the truth. He tells us to forgive the world we think we see through the body's eyes. This is not who we are. Jesus then says, walk with me into the light. The truth of what you are and have always been. you notice in front of you a beautiful, brilliant light that is pure, unconditional love. This light expands through eternity. It's limitless. As we stand in front of this pure, loving light, arm in arm with Jesus, he walks us into the light. We notice that our bodies begin to disappear. There's no longer Jesus' arm in our arm. They're no longer together. There's only one in the light. We experience total peace. As this is happening, we realize that the body we believed we were is not real. It dissolved into light. We realize that this illusion of a body that we believed was separate from God, it appears like a smoke screen or a puff of a cloud. It's not solid because it's not the truth of who we are. We realize that now that we are in the light, that no separation exists. There is no fear in the light. No suffering. Being in this light, we instantly remember who we are. We experience our oneness with God that never changed. There is no separation in the light. We are free of limitations. We are as God created us, pure love and light. That's never changed. There is no duality in the light. We realize that we have no past and that it never existed. We expand into eternity. We now see through the divine's eyes and no longer through the body's eyes. The form that we believed we were no longer exists in the truth. We now know that we are pure love and joy and peace, the truth of us. We are the light. We are now free to be the love we have always been. And I'd like for us to sit in this light for a little bit.